One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
So the show is well underway. I am all geared up, ready for a fight. As you can see, I've come high contacts in, kind of like adds to my character. But I don't know what else I can really say. It's just a matter of just getting out there. Got a lot of family and friends out there, and oh my goodness, I cannot get emotional right now, but. Cool. What a journey it's been. And for all the people who have watched my videos and have encouraged and supported me through all of this stuff, I love you. Thank you. Whatever happens out there is what happens. And there's really just nothing else I can say. Let's just do this thing. This is my debut. This is my time to shine. Just push past everything that's tried to come in my life and be an obstacle and stop me from doing this, and just, it's showtime.
Joining us this morning on Cultaholic, it's a pro wrestler who has documented her journey into the world of wrestling, and in doing so has garnered 13,000 subscribers on YouTube, 101,000 followers on Instagram, and an eye-watering 30 million views on TikTok. Here's the best part. Only one match has been had so far in all of this. She is your demon queen, the Hellcat, the British Andre, the Devil's Secretary, the Duchess of the Damned, otherwise known as Succubus. Succubus, how are you doing?
Wow, that is the best intro of all time. Some stuff that even I didn't know, 30 million views, did you say?
I did the math. So I went through your TikTok and I couldn't do the exact math because I've been there all day. But right. So rounded up, it could even be plus 30 million.
Right. I had no idea. That's pretty cool though.
And congratulations. The big one the milestone we hit recently was 100,000 on Instagram. Where were you when that number ticked over to 100,000?
I was staying up far later than what I should have. I was in my house and I just wanted to see it tick over to 100,000. I know it's just a number, but that number represented a lot of hard work. So it was pretty cool seeing it hit 100. It was awesome.
Just hitting refresh and just pushing it and just going any minute now. It's incredible.
For whatever reason, it's wait, it's going backwards.
Why are people unfollowing? This isn't fair. When you started out sharing your wrestling journey online, did you expect to be in this situation now?
No, definitely not. It's it came to a huge surprise to me, especially when I had that first video that went viral and just everything kind of just changed after that.
When did you first fall in love with wrestling? Do you remember the first match that you saw?
First match. I think I started watching wrestling around 2006, 2007 time. And there is one match that really sticks out to me, and that is the 2007 Royal Rumble. And Royal Rumble is still my favorite event. I watch it every single year. It's fantastic. And the 2007 Rumble was just so good. And something about that match after I watched it was just oof, it kind of just had like some kind of connection to it. I was like, I want to be involved in this more, and I want to like, yeah, I just want to watch more of it. It was great, especially with like the final four being like, you had Randy Orton, you had Edge, Undertaker, Shawn Michaels, and yeah, just getting down to the final two of Undertaker and Shawn, just having a legendary battle. I was just like, this is like the coolest thing ever. Actually, just earlier today, I was watching a YouTube video called Why the 2007 Royal Rumble Was So Special. So yeah, it's probably started then.
So with people that fall in love with wrestling, there's only a select few, a select happy few that actually go, actually, I want to do it. Was it that match, you say, that made you go, not only do I love this, but I want to do this?
I think so, yeah. I think right after that, it was like, okay, I want to be a wrestler. And I had always kind of wanted to do something that involved like acting, but I was also like really into my sports. So I wanted to do something like physical. And, you know, I grew up with like the X-Men cartoons and like Spider-Man and stuff. Like I was really into all of that. So become a wrestler was just kind of like becoming my own superhero in a way. And that was just really appealing to me.
You mentioned that you're quite sporty as well. So outside of wrestling, what other sports are you into?
I used to be like really into football, basketball. I did all sorts really. And there's definitely like a time, and I'm sure like many wrestlers have done it, where, you know, doing wrestling on a trampoline, like that's kind of like where I learned to do a lot of my flips. Like that's where I learned how to do a moonsault. And so I was kind of like wrestling before I was like wrestling, if that makes any sense.
Oh God, the amount of people that begin with sort of backyard wrestling federations on trampolines. Mm-hmm. It's a proper rite of passage to do it that way. Did you have a lot of people that when you were growing up and falling in love with wrestling that would be your wrestling pals, your wrestling friends, if you will, that would watch it with you?
Not really. I think I just kind of like watched it on my own a lot of the time. I might have like had a friend or two that was kind of into it, or they were into it but stopped watching after a while. But for whatever reason, I just stuck with it and kept on watching.
Do you think, had you not fallen in love with wrestling the way you did, what do you think you would be pursuing now?
I think I would still be a content creator. I would just be making content about something else, whether it be like maybe cosplay I could see myself doing, you know, just something in front of a camera probably.
And a lot of that you've done, as we said, the statistics speak for themselves. 13,000 subscribers on YouTube, 101,000 followers now on Instagram, 30 million on TikTok. But it all begins with one video. So what's inspired you to start making content about your wrestling journey?
Like a lot of things, it's just like watching WWE, specifically on the WWE Network. There was a show called Breaking Grounds. I don't know if you know about it.
I do, yeah.
And it kind of just followed a lot of wrestlers, like trying to get onto the main roster and kind of just showing a lot of like that kind of backstagey kind of like behind the scenes stuff. And it kind of sparked an idea of like, well, why didn't I just like kind of document my journey in wrestling leading up to my debut, which is what I did. And like the more I posted videos about it, obviously the more people started like watching and following and found like the journey really fascinating. In fact, I think I trained for so long, I almost forgot like what I was training for. So, yeah.
Because it's clear that you have been training for a long time now, because anybody that watches the videos, and I'm not just saying it because you're here, you're so good. Like it's, and what was lovely, there was a video that you shared, and it was when Harley Hudson was at the training school with you for the day. And there's one sequence that you do, and it genuinely gets gasps from the trainees there. They're like, whoa, that's amazing. Like that must have felt good to be in that situation and get that kind of reaction from not just your peers, but people that you aspire to wrestle down the road.
Yeah, it was kind of funny because that was, I believe that was when I went over to Manchester to train with Future Shock. And when Harley Hudson showed up, she kind of like saw me and pointed at me and like squealed and said like, oh my gosh, like, you're from Instagram. In fact, she screamed like such high pitch, I couldn't tell what she said at first. So I was like, what's that? So it's kind of funny. And that's kind of been a reoccurring theme for a lot of the places that I've gone to. Like, there's always like somebody that's like heard of me or like comes up to me and they're like, oh, are you Succubus? I was like, yeah. And then they say like, oh, I started watching your videos and then I started my own wrestling journey. And it's just, it's been really cool to know that like I've inspired or motivated a lot of people to get involved with wrestling themselves.
You inspired Harley Hudson to emit a high-pitched squeal when she saw you. But yeah. Have there been any other famous names from the industry that have reached out to you off the back of your videos?
There's one that kind of sticks out in my head. And this is actually before my videos even started to go viral. Soraya from AEW commented on one of my videos with a bunch of like clapping emojis. And when I first saw the comment, I thought, this is definitely a fan account. There's no way like actual Soraya just commented on my TikTok. And then I clicked on her profile and I was like, oh, no, wait, that actually is Soraya. Cool. So that was a pretty interesting interaction. Like, who knows, maybe somewhere down the line we'll have a match. And yeah, that would be cool.
I think that's something to put out. I'm a big believer in manifesting. And I think stuff like that is good to put out into the world. So should Soraya somehow be watching this, then I think, you know, there's a match down the road with you and Succubus that should probably happen. And if it does, then happy days. It's great that, and that's the power of what you've been creating, is that it's reaching people and it's also inspiring people as well. I know you've said that people, not only when you go to these training schools all around the country, recognize you, but you've had people, I know, reach out to you and say, I'm following my wrestling dream because of you. How does that feel when people reach out and tell you that?
Obviously, you know, it feels good for me because I feel like I'm bringing more people into wrestling and just motivating them to like get up and like get involved in something that they're passionate about, that maybe they were fans for like, you know, a long time, or they used to be a fan of it. Yeah, it's a great feeling and it's something that I hope continues to grow as well. And I also, you know, I talk a lot about like mental health. Mental health is really important to me. And so I always kind of like try to like mention that like whenever I can and bring a bit more awareness to it. And being able to do that alongside the wrestling has been a really awesome experience.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
The debut only happened a few months ago, 15 years in the making. Describe that feeling as you walked out, and then describe the feeling that you had once it was finally over.
It's funny, like, to finally wrestle as, you know, the succubus, this character that I just like randomly kind of made up. I mean, I've had people that have commented on like my entrance saying like, oh, that's like a really nice smile you had when you went through the curtain. And it was very genuine because it was kind of like, ah, oh, like finally, like it's about damn time that I just like plucked up the courage to do this. Because honestly, like I was ready for a very long time, but just for whatever reason, like my confidence just wasn't there. Like I wasn't very confident with like how I looked and it kind of, I think there was a lot of pressure involved as well, because I had built up this big following. It's like, I didn't want to let people down. So when I debuted, I wanted to make sure that I was 100% ready. And then after the match, just coming backstage and just seeing everyone else's reaction of them coming up to me saying, you know, great job. It was a great relief, honestly, to get that first match out of the way, because I feel like that was a lot of pressure off my shoulders, and it did a lot for my confidence as well, which is great.
You say here, and you've also opened up about it on your channel as well, that it was a personal decision to not debut. Had there been a lot of interest from promoters to get you on their shows? And if so, what was some of the conversations you had when you declined those offers?
Yeah, it's kind of, it probably sounds pretty weird to like say no to bookings, because there are so many wrestlers that are just dying to get out there and get those bookings. But like I said, for me, I just wanted to make sure that I was 100% ready, and like having to, I had to explain to a few promoters that, you know, for this year, I'm just going to focus on like getting my debut out of the way and maybe getting a few more matches under like my base promotion that I train at before venturing out, which I'll be doing next year. But there's definitely been a lot of interest, even people but trying to book me overseas, which I've now agreed to do next year. So that'll be a really fun adventure to go on, and lots of other great opportunities, title matches. I think I got booked for a title match just yesterday. So it's all great stuff.
So now you've had the first match, the floodgates are open, and it's it's go.
I don't even like to advertise that like I'm open for bookings, because I feel like if I did that, I would just get flooded with bookings, and I want to be a little bit selective with where I work and how much I work. I think a big part of that is that I'm a content creator, and like editing videos, I'm sure you probably know, like takes like a lot of time and a lot of effort. So I may not always have time to do like 5-6 matches like per week kind of thing, go crazy with it. I could if I wanted to, but I think because I am a content creator, I do have to focus a lot on that as well.
I don't think there's any harm in being choosy as well. I don't know whether there's, with someone like yourself who's still so new to the industry, whether there's that mentality of you just got to go in and do it all, get as much as you can, get the in-ring miles. But I think you've got to look after yourself primarily, and not be afraid to say thank you for the offer, but no.
Yeah, for sure. I think a lot of the times when I get asked about bookings, the main question I ask myself is like, does this sound like fun to me? Like, does this sound like something I could enjoy myself? And also, is this something I could create content with?
When it comes to the content that you make, the video, if you haven't seen them, you do sort of longer video blogs about your training days, which are narrated, and you also do shorter TikTok a day in the life of type stories. You also do skits in the ring as well, and they're always really good fun. Is there a particular video that you've made maybe recently that was a lot of fun to put together?
The only one that I can think of is like, it didn't really get like a whole lot of views, but it was really fun to make, and it was one where it's like I go for like a sleep in the ring, and I think it has like the, when I was doing the voiceover, it's like when you go for a sleep and it actually works, and I fall asleep in the ring. And there's a really funny moment whilst we were recording that where the person I was working with is like dragging me by my leg, and we're going like past the camera, and I just couldn't stop laughing. Like every time he did it, I would just burst out laughing, and it took us like a good few takes before we finally got it. That was a lot of fun.
There's one I think a lot of people would have seen of yours, which is you running in to make the save, catching your foot on the ropes, and just absolutely just stacking it on the canvas. It is perfect comedy timing. Did you do yourself an injury in that one, or was it just excellent comedy timing on the pratfall?
It was so weird, because I've done a few videos like that now. It's almost become its own series of videos. But the first one was just, I just had my camera and I was trying to explain to the person next to me what I was going to do. But it was just taking too long. So I was just like, just hold this, record me. And then I just ran. And so nobody knew that it was going to happen. And then when it did, you know, everyone found it hilarious. And there was no injuries in that. It was just kind of like a bit of fun. It was just me goofing off. I had no idea that the video was going to go viral or do as well as what it did. And I've also got plans to like continue that series as well. Some funny ideas to kind of like add to it and make it even funnier.
What are people like when it comes to collaborating with you? Because I imagine when you first started doing it, people were like, oh, okay, that's strange. But surely now everybody wants to be in a Succubus training video if they can get their face in there.
It's kind of interesting. There are some people that are trying to build like their own socials. They definitely want to get involved because, you know, it helps them. I think there are other people that don't really understand like what I do in a weird way. There's been times where like I've like filmed something which is just purely for comedy and there's barely any wrestling in it, and the entire room is just dead silent. Like they're just like, what did we just watch? But then I'll do like another video which is more just like a wrestling sequence, and then they all clap at the end of it, and it's so funny how like the silly video that none of them react to is the one that gets like millions of views. And then like the more wrestling based one that they all clapped for, like doesn't like really perform at all. So that, yeah, there's kind of like people that don't really get it quite yet. But I think there is a few people who enjoy being part of my videos. They enjoy like when I ask them, say, hey, do you mind like being part of this video? Like usually like they're quite excited for it, which is great to see.
Looking ahead to 2024, you've obviously said you've got bookings overseas. Is there any other aspirations that you have for next year?
I have one project that is kind of a secret right now that I've not revealed, but I look forward to showing that off to everybody. Besides that, I would really love to wrestle in Japan. I think that's been a big dream of mine for a long time. In fact, just to go to Japan, whether it's like wrestling or not. Just to go over there because I'm just a big fan of like the culture, and just I'm a huge anime fan, massively into Pokemon, and going to Japan would be a dream come true for me.
We're manifesting it today. Succubus in Japan in 2024. People are going to be listening today who already know what you do and are excited to have found out more about you, but if people are discovering you for the first time and want to see what you do, where can we send them to?
Oh my gosh, I'm everywhere now.
You are everywhere now.
At succubus.official on TikTok. I'm at succubus.wrestling on Instagram. At succubus.wrestle on Twitter. So everyone is just like a slightly different variation of the other. And then just Succubus on YouTube. I think that's it. I think that's everything. There might be something I'm...
Well, if in doubt, you are the only Succubus wrestler. So you can search Succubus wrestler and everything that you do.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
You've cornered the market in that one. Absolutely cornered the market. She is the Devil's Secretary, the Duchess of the Damned, otherwise known as Succubus. And she's been our guest on Cultaholic Wrestling this morning. Thank you so much for coming on. Congratulations on an amazing year. And here is to big things in 2024 for you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And thank you for having me on. It's been a pleasure.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.